Hey guys, you're watching the after show for Faking It. This is season 3, episode 6, Spooking It. So let's get spooky.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Because we're going. This is a special thing. Okay. I can't hear you guys. Hey guys, thanks for tuning in. We are talking about the Halloween episode of Faking It tonight. Hey guys, what's up?
What do you do?
I'm Sterling Cates. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram. Please tweet us at Sterling Cates. And Olivia.
I am Olivia Gabri, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @TheReal_O_G.
Yo. You can... Hey, what's going on, everyone? You can find me on all social media as Cortez G. West. Good to see you again. Tweet us this episode. Tweet us. Yeah.
Isn't it kind of weird watching this episode that's Halloween themed and we're in April?
And it's like 90 degrees.
Yeah. But we both have our chokers on. I feel like we're a little like Halloween.
Swaggin', yeah.
Okay, anyways.
You know that's not a word we can't say anymore. It says like,
swag?
Yeah. Why, it's out?
Why?
It's out.
Who's swag that, will never
according
be out.
To who?
Slay.
Okay, but I feel like that's on its way out too, right?
I would hope
so. Yeah. What do you guys think, just really quickly, about DJ Khaled opening for Beyonce? He's
really?
Like her opener.
That's bizarre.
I'm Beyonce's biggest fan. Anyone
really?
Can fight
you
me
like
over
Beyonce?
This. Yes, anyone can fight me over Beyonce's number one fan title. And I'm like, I'm not impressed by it. Okay, anyways, you guys can tweet us what you think. But before we get into the show, I do want to tell you guys, because it's premiering tonight, so April 19th, that's today, on the CW, there's a new show called Containment, and it's going to be really good. It's from the co-creator of Vampire Diaries and the same director of Game of Thrones, so obviously it's going to
be
amazing.
Very,
yeah. And actually, one of my really good friends is on it, Kristen Gutowski, so look out for her.
Is it Christy or Kristen?
Kristen. She's one of the main characters.
She's one of the main characters. She's the really pretty brunette girl.
Nice. So. Maybe she can get us on the show.
Right. Yeah. We can. Yeah. We should ask. Can you have the Faking It after show panel on Containment?
What's her Instagram? Huh? I DM her right quick.
I'm like promoting her hardcore right now. But anyway, so you guys tune in. It's on the CW tonight. It premieres. It is a limited series event, so you just got to see it. And hopefully it'll, you know, come back.
Yes.
Right?
CW is doing it this season.
It sounds pretty scary. It says, when a mysterious and deadly epidemic breaks out in Atlanta, a massive urban quarantine is quickly enforced. Loved ones are torn apart, and those on both sides of the fence will be put to the ultimate test of survival, not just fighting the disease, but fear, isolation, and the unknown.
It fits into our Halloween theme.
I know. It like goes perfectly with our theme. So, guys, if you're into, you know, all the spooky stuff going on, check out Containment tonight on the CW. All right, with that said, let's get into the show for tonight. So last week we talked about, Cortez, you didn't think Lauren was actually going to move out, but she did.
Yeah, she did.
She got her own condo, not
kind of weird
apartment.
I know, right?
She got not an apartment.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine having your own condo?
That's some
when
huge
you're
trust from your
16.
Parents.
Yes.
Yeah, that's an accident waiting to happen.
Yeah, right.
did any of you guys out there have your own place when you were in high school? If you did, tweet us and let us know what that was like.
Did.
Really?
Because my birthday is May 11th, so I've always like turned an age before school.
Everyone
was
else?
With.
Okay.
So when I was 18, I had my own place my last year. Yeah.
Yeah.
So is everyone like partying at your crib?
No.
There's a difference between 18 and then being like 15 or 16. Mm-hmm. Like I think they're supposed to be 16. Yeah,
that is
because they're
16,
you know,
17. Because I think they're seniors, right?
When you're a senior in high school,
I think they're like sophomores, juniors.
Sophomores, juniors.
That's because the show would be over too easy.
Yeah,
but when you're in high school, you feel like you're so old, and then now that I'm older and look at high school, it's like you're like a baby.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because since. You know, she has her own place, and I still get scared in my own place now. Like, my roommate's out of town right now, and, like, I'm like, where is she? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't get scared, but it's like when you're used to having someone there, of course. Yeah. And, you know, like, in a big city.
It's okay you get scared, Sterling.
Okay.
It's okay.
All right.
It is okay.
No one likes being alone. You know,
yeah. Cortez likes to be alone.
No, I don't. I've been an only child. I've been alone all my life. I need people.
Oh, so but you like do need people.
Oh, yes, I need people.
See, right. And just like Lauren, she needs people, but she'll
I'm not like Lauren, though. No. Lauren is just, I don't know.
She's you know, she's a young blonde girl. There's a serial
Did
killer
Did you see that
loose.
When they put that on the TV? Yeah. All the girls are
that was hilarious. They're all like blondes.
So Lauren stayed home to pass out candy to her trick-or-treaters, and she dresses up as Cinderella. First of all, she makes the best Cinderella.
Yeah, she did look perfect. She did.
Looked perfect. Yeah. And they did all the typical stuff, like the trick-or-treaters come, ring the doorbell, they're not at the door. There's a serial killer on the loose, and he only targets blonde, attractive girls that look just like Lauren. So, I mean, I would be scared.
Yeah.
I am still kind of scared out.
But why was she scared at the ball, though? When she got to the ball, she was still scared. I was like, what?
Yeah, no, she was like scheming to try to get someone to come back home. And yeah.
She like just wanted someone. Friends.
You know she's afraid when she's buttering up to Shane.
Oh, gosh.
Like,
yeah.
Trying, and Shane's like, okay, something's
going on. And he knew
on.
Something was up to you.
Yeah. So, but it seems like this Lauren-Amy feud's not going to last very long because she let her into the apartment.
True.
Yada, yada.
I mean, she's kind of over it now. She's in her own place, and at this point, like she said, it's going to be definitely hard for me to beg you to come back now.
Yeah.
Don't even ask me at this point. I have my own place.
She'll probably get, well, at first I thought she would give in, but now, you know, things
but
are
let's say if she does,
a little bit.
If she does give in, she'll give in because she's scared. Yeah. She doesn't want to be alone.
She'll never admit it, though.
She won't admit it. She'll just be like, it's just too much space.
Yeah, like some stupid excuse.
Yeah.
So Shane has planned this huge Halloween fest. And of course, since Shane planned it, it's basically a hookup fest.
Obviously.
Like, since he's in charge, you know people are going to be hooking up. It's all centered around who is getting with who, yada, yada. So Amy and Karma decide to go because they just want to have one night stand type of things, you know. They don't want to get into anything too serious. They want to go have some fun. And so do, that's what Shane's plan is, and that's what Liam's plan is, because now Liam has broken up with Rachel, so he's back on the loose.
Ooh.
Yeah. So
things
what
could
was
get
that?
Weird.
But that kind of,
Karma didn't even know. Scandalous.
I know, yeah. And she was already like daydreaming about him while he was spilling water on himself for 10 minutes.
Yeah,
outside
for
the
seriously
bus.
Like the longest time.
I was like, wait, hold on. He's still
How
doing
does he
still it
have
off
water
in the distance.
Left in that damn thing.
Yeah,
I don't know.
The biggest water bottle I've ever seen in my entire life. But so let's talk about the Shane having this vision of Liam and Shane's mom.
That is so bizarre.
For a second. That was so weird. Well, and it just goes to show because obviously Liam slept with Sasha, Shane's sister. So he has some trust issues. And now he thinks that Liam's going to go off and have sex with his
mom. I mean,
I've
been in this kind of a sort of situation like that before, except we were all friends. And like when I see them around each other, I'm like, I'm just
okay,
like,
okay, so you thought
like,
so from was trying to sleep with your mom.
No, not my mom. Well, we're all friends, is what I'm saying. Like, it's a similar situation because I can understand where Shane was coming from because, like, when we're hanging out or when we go somewhere and we're all hanging out, I see if they interact, I'm looking like,
they're
like,
gonna
what was that
up.
Action?
Yeah,
like,
if they just talk.
Don't hug too long.
But it wasn't
that
hug was, like, 5 seconds.
Yeah, that was, like, 5 seconds. Too long, brother.
It wasn't, like, with one of your... Was it with one of your family members?
No, we were all friends.
Okay, just
but
friends.
It's similar
it's
to what I'm
like
saying.
It's like,
the
family? Yeah. Or are you just curious?
No, I think we were all friends. We were all close. And the fact that probably, like, he got with her before I did, that probably was like a little...
Oh, I got you.
You see what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
So I was like,
So what happened? Did they ever
I just
hook
don't
up?
Pay no attention to neither one
you
of them
You don't? Oh, really?
I'm kind of over it.
I was going to say, I'm very close with my brother and my sister, and we're all, like, relatively close in age now anyway. Like, growing up, it was kind of, like, obviously more bigger difference. Anyways, but now we are, like, the same age group and like hang out with the same age group. So like when I bring friends around, I'll like, you know, you can always tell if like my brother like looks at what I'm like, you better not look at one of my friends.
It's me, but it's even my friends looking at my brother and I'm like,
No. Thank you, kind sir. Do not look over here. But it like goes both ways though, because like his friends or whatever, if they even talk to me.
Yeah, he like
he'll be
out.
Like he'll be like, no, you need to go home.
I would be overprotective too.
Like,
I would too.
Yeah. I'd be like, what do you mean?
I'm like, no, he's cute. I know. Anyway, so
because you always
I get
catch
that.
The eye. You're gonna be the one that always catch the small things. That person that's getting hit on won't catch it.
Right, exactly. But it's just interesting how like that kind of dynamic plays in with either like close friends or family or whatever it is. And a little bit of, whether it's protectiveness or jealousy or whatever it is, that's always interesting to see, like, when it comes out. And I think we see that a lot in the show. Like, when someone kisses someone and they see it and they're like...
Someone always sees it.
And then, like, unexpected feelings come up. And that's kind of, like, when you figure out how you really feel about a person.
I was really shocked that MTV really pushed the envelope with... the mother and Liam, like, in real life, we're trying to like put that on TV.
Well, it was just really unrealistic for them to hook up. But all it, the point of that whole like shtick thing, where it kept coming up, like whether it was in the bedroom or at the party or outside when Liam was doing the Heimlich maneuver on her or whatever, and Shane kind of went off. Mm-hmm. That's just all triggered because of Liam sleeping with his sister. So it was like all of those feelings coming up. Even though they kind of, like, overdid it with the whole mom thing. Because I don't think Liam would actually sleep with his mom.
It was just, I was just shocked to see it because I was thinking, I mean, first of all, Hester is not normal anyways. Hester High is not normal anyways. So it wasn't like I was not going to expect something out of the norm. It's just that, you know how blogs are. They look at, this show has really pushed its limits. So that's why I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Can we talk just one, I think one of my favorite lines this episode was when they first get to the party and Penelope says about Karma's cultural appropriation outfit. And I just love that. So I love that the writers included that in this episode, because I feel like that's happening so much with like different singers getting dreadlocks or doing this.
The blackface.
Everyone's well, the blackface is like way over. Like, that's not. That's
I don't
bad.
Get that's, that. Okay, that's another conversation.
But it's like so relevant right now in our in our society, because people will point
Halloween
out anything
time.
About
Halloween time. Like kids in schools, like they can't be certain things anymore. You know?
Totally. It was. I just love that they included that, and I love Penelope because I think she's hilarious. So when she's like wagging her finger,
yeah,
at Karma,
she was funny. She looks so
but
cute.
But like Cleopatra, like
yeah,
come
she's
on.
Like you're not Egyptian,
Are you
so
Egyptian?
You can't wear that. Yeah, exactly. And she's also like not a witch,
and
so
she
like
always
why
pops up?
I know. I just didn't get it.
Right, she always pops up out of just. She just pops up like a little. I don't know. She just always just comes in at the moment. You're like, wait, where'd she come from?
So they make Karma change, and they make Liam change because he was dressed as a caveman, and they say it promotes
domestic
violence.
See, I don't get the caveman was like
domestic violence because he had a freaking thing, and that's what
like
Bam Bam did.
He like
Bam Bam always hit you.
Hit women?
He hit anyone. He hit his own mama.
He did?
Yes.
I guess I'm too young for that.
Oh, well, so sorry.
Well, anyway, regardless, they had to change. Liam had to be shirtless again this episode, and Karma tells him that if her dad didn't have a heart attack, she would have been there, and they probably would be together right now. And he just says, oh, okay, and then walks out. So this whole, like, time, it's like Liam wanting to get back with Karma wanting to get back with Liam, but ultimately they decide just to be friends.
I applaud
she
Karma
decided.
For that.
Yeah.
Karma
that was
decided.
A big, like,
well,
that's a big
feelings.
Thing to admit. Yeah. I know that she got from feelings, but you know, like, if you're, like, really crushed on someone, it's, like, it's so
it's
hard to be like, you know, it's not the right time. Yeah.
And it's so mature for her to do. It's, like, the most mature decision we've ever heard.
Yes, that's why I was like, go Karma. Because she never does stuff like that, you know?
So they decide just to be friends. But I think it is important, going off what Cortez was saying, that she did get this idea to make that decision from Felix. Because obviously he has set this rule for himself that he's not going to date until New Year's Eve when he's been sober for a certain amount of time. And Amy, he walks in on Amy kissing the new girl,
Harper.
Mm-hmm. One of the new girls. And but so Felix shows up. So there was so much tension between Felix and Amy in that first scene together in the cafeteria or wherever that was when they were talking about horror movies and they were kind of going back and forth. Like that was the most chemistry I've seen between the two of them.
I really
For me,
like
I
Felix.
Felt like. I did too. I think he's really nice and I think he has his stuff together even though he's dealing with a bunch of like
personal
he issues.
Seems like, I don't know. It's really big of him too to be able to like take a step back and be like, you know, even though I like you, it's still not the right time.
Yeah. And you can tell that Amy really does care about him for, you know, however that is.
Whichever way.
You know how they say that women are more mature than men? It seemed like this for faking it, it's the opposite. Like, I've seen a lot of the episodes where a lot of the guys are, like, stepping up and
I don't know, like Cortez.
Don't be mad, because
I don't know. I think they're all don't like kind mad. Of immature. Another point I wanted to talk about was at the beginning when Amy was telling Karma, because Karma was basically drooling over Liam at the time, is the whole like you always want what you can't have sort of thing. And I wonder if that also plays in with Amy's relationship with Felix, because she can't have him right now.
Right.
And, like, that makes him that much more desirable
to her. They're, like,
to
lusting.
Her. Yeah. She's like, oh, I want to, like, make out with you so hard right now, but I can't. So I want it more than she probably thinks she does.
Yeah.
Because otherwise she wouldn't have made out with Harper. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like a big love. I don't even, what do you, do you know what I'm saying? It's like this one likes this one, but this one's like this one. And
they're
this
very,
one's like this one.
They're very fickly.
Yeah,
it's about the moments. They
make
all have
up
a
your
moment.
Mind.
So, yeah, and they're all kind of like dealing with the same thing at the same time, like especially with Fetus and Karma.
Yeah.
So it's, they're kind of dealing with the same situation at the same time. So it's like, if you can't have it, then we both understand where we're coming from. So
yeah,
let's just hook up.
Yeah. So okay. So we've already talked about Liam and Karma deciding to be friends after a roundabout way of getting there this episode. Mm-hmm. And then Shane, even though he planned this whole hookup fest, he doesn't hook up with anyone. I guess he's too busy trying to hook everyone else up with each other.
I know, that's weird.
So it's weird we didn't see the new character. What's his name? I can't remember.
Which,
Noah. Yeah, we didn't see Noah this episode.
Noah's out. I don't like Noah.
Yeah, we don't think he's coming back. We decided that in episode 4.
You don't like him? We didn't see him this episode, which is interesting because this is like the hookup episode. So maybe we'll see him again next week.
Well, I think Shane actually stopped liking him when he told him, when he was embarrassed by what Noah was trying to do.
I don't know. Well, he's going to obviously be back. We saw him in the preview.
Yeah.
So anyway, but Shane didn't have anyone that he was like interested in this episode. Noah wasn't
Maybe
in it. No one else was
come.
In it. Yeah. And then so Amy and Felix. Amy likes Felix but has to wait for this deadline. Yada yada. Felix obviously likes Amy but is staying true to his commitment to being sober, which is good. And then
why was that so hard to say?
I was trying to think of the right adjective. I'm sorry. I really hope
and he's saying we're
I really
ready to
hope
snap
you,
all day.
I know. I really
know
hope
Cortez.
You mess
Y'all
up.
Y'all are snappy.
I really
Isn't that time of the month or something? Y'all have been snapping on me since we got here.
Cortez, I really hope you mess up your social media handle later so I can make
I
fun
won't.
Of you for it.
Just because
okay,
of that, I won't.
Whatever. Yeah, whatever. Okay, anyways. So, and then Felix, I mean, and then that's kind of what it is.
Okay.
Felix, everyone doesn't end up with anyone. But then at the end, Sabrina, whoever that is, comes in.
I think that's the girl from the tour. When she went away for the summer.
But the girl she was making out with after, didn't she have, like, short hair or blonde hair?
Yeah, she had short blonde hair. The girl that she was making out with outside
the bus. That doesn't mean she messed around with someone else before that girl.
Okay, well, maybe. I just don't know who she
is. Is that your prediction?
For sure.
No, that's
okay.
Yeah.
That's a prediction.
That's part of a prediction, yeah.
So right before Sabrina walks in, Amy and Karma are having a conversation about, oh, we don't have anyone, why? And then they're like, oh, but we have each other. You always know what to say. So, like, their friendship is at an all-time
high right now.
Yeah.
Until Sabrina walks in.
Which is
kind of
cool to see that right now.
Yeah.
Because they've been fooling, like, going back and forth and everything for a while, and I'm kind of getting over it. Like, I was over Karma and Liam.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so
y'all always get quiet when I say something like that.
Amy,
look, I am tired of them.
Okay. We got it.
Well,
we
there's
got
a lot
it.
More where
the, we
oh,
got
I suppose
it.
Not. I was going to say there's a lot more where that came from, but not with them two together.
With Liam and Karma?
Yeah.
And no, Larissa, I do believe that kiss is real. She just tweeted us.
Which kiss?
At LarissaGirl23,
do
you think that Karma kiss is a dream?
From the
no,
trailer.
Baby.
Oh, that's an interesting point,
yeah.
Like, perspective. Because
they
though.
Always dreaming, right? That's true.
Yeah.
They always go, like, into, like, a little fantasy.
I don't know, but Karma, the previous, like, Karma looks pretty jealous of the new chick.
Yeah. Let's talk about it in predictions. But okay. First, before we get there, let's talk about Liam and Lauren. So Lauren is pretending to text this boyfriend who's in the gym. And, yeah,
that was
well,
so
it's
funny.
A column, which I have done before so many times.
All
like
the
when
time.
You're awkward, like
you're
when
like,
you're casting
hey,
someone,
up?
Or you're like scared in a parking lot.
Just do this.
Just like
when
hey,
you're doing it.
Everyone.
Just make sure the phone is on vibrated or off.
Oh my gosh! Imagine.
If I'm get ready to snatch you up, and you on the phone, take them, and it goes, and the light comes on, like, oh. And it starts. Like, I'm like, yeah.
Like, see you later.
Okay, noted. I will.
So y'all know now.
Well, usually, to be fair, I do call someone. I just leave a voicemail. Oh, okay. If they don't answer, I'll be like, yo. I'm scared.
If you call me, I would love to keep that because I'm going to like
there's
put it on my
There's apps for that now that you can like check are? In, like being like, okay, I'm about to like walk by myself now. And then you like, if no one hears from you on the app for like a certain amount of time, then like, so like, I don't know.
That's smart. Yeah,
but there is an cool. app for that.
How do you know?
Well, my dad's a cop, so he just, like, tells me all that.
I remember in college they had something like that, too, where you say if you're leaving and I'm leaving this place and I'm going home, mm-hmm. and then if you're not home by and however time, make it yeah. however yeah, long maybe that's it's supposed to take about. You, yeah, it, like, alerts your friends mm-hmm. and the police or something. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
It's like a safe, for girls, it's like a safety.
I mean, I think it's for everyone, especially kids.
I suppose it could
yeah. be. Well, yeah, okay.
Because kids have cell phones these days. Right. So,
you know. Well, look into it if you ever are by yourself. Okay. That's our PSA for the day. Anyway, but so Liam, I guess, parked his car next to Lauren, so he's kind of following her out. And he has her glass slipper in his hand, of course.
So cliche.
And she turns around and shocks him with the what's it called? The laser thing?
Taser.
Your dad's a cop? That's interesting. I wonder what was that like growing up with
it? It's not as bad then. As you would think.
How was prom?
I got out of a lot of... I feel like it was to my benefit. Like, you know, you're speeding. Oh, tell your dad I said hi.
Oh, like, that's really nice. Okay. That's really nice.
And what
nice.
City was yes. this? Here?
And no, Boston.
Boston. That's yeah. right.
Nice. Boston. Okay. So, turns around, tases Liam, and basically he's like, I'm living in my car, and she's like, you can stay at my house.
Which because is funny because way before you saw that way before then you saw that
I know
yeah, you did call I was that like, so early yeah. I was like Liam's Liam. Staying there
cause, well because Liam was like okay you don't trust me not to sleep with your mom so I'm gonna move out and meanwhile Lauren is like scraping the floor for people perfect. To stay at her thing so I was like obviously that
but how it came together I didn't know how it was gonna come together how it came together was so like
I did not
I mean,
break
I figured
the tasing
after.
And the thing.
I didn't,
and the
I, didn't I knew that she was, when she grabbed her purse, I already knew that something was in it because she kept saying the gun was in my purse.
Yeah.
But the way she was walking and talking, the shadow on the bus, I already knew it was Liam. Like, I can
yeah,
just tell it was Liam.
Yeah, and you did say that.
Yeah, I was like, that's Liam. And then, like, just the fact that she brought him to her house and then she says, well, you can't go home. I already knew that. I was like, oh, yeah.
He's gonna stay there home. And, yeah, yeah. They're going to.
Like,
okay.
I won't make you drive
And they're probably going to make out and. Prediction.
Yeah, this
prediction.
Is a good place to get in. Oh, well, I guess we didn't mention that Felix does release Amy or whatever, like saying that she doesn't have to wait around for him.
I've done that before. Okay. You have to,
yeah.
like, release
like, just
people.
Let somebody
yeah.
know.
Mm-hmm.
And how'd that to. Make you feel?
Counselor.
How'd that make you feel?
Is that upsetting?
You know
is
what?
It hard?
You know what? It is very hard to let someone go that you are attracted to or that you feel like you've seen yourself with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But when you know that you're in a place where, like he said, he has to get his own house together before he screws it up, he's right. You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't have your stuff together, if you don't know what you want and your feelings, then you're going to constantly blame that person for the wrong
yeah,
things
I feel
that,
that actually.
And it's really not fair for either person. Like, for one person right. to hold on and then, like, another person to just not be ready
yeah,
and then
just, like,
getting jealous of
forever.
Each other and blah, blah, blah. Like, that's just not healthy in general. Mm-hmm. So, like, I think it was a mature decision to release her and it doesn't seem like...
It was very mature on her aspect on how they wrote the character to react to it because in my situation, it didn't come off like she was like, okay.
Yeah,
I understand. It was, she just went crazy.
And I mean, to be fair, it is only 2 months. We're in October 31st now, so November, December, two exact months. That can be a really short amount of time, or that can be a lot of time.
These days,
so
I think
just
the earth's
really
sped
depends.
Up, so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Liam's relationship with Rachel lasted maybe half an episode. So.
Seconds.
I know, yeah. We actually broke up.
Yeah, actually, like, we broke up already. She's like, oh. Okay.
Like, was that even
yeah,
a relationship?
Was a thot, so.
Were you ever official?
She was a
Keep
thot.
On her a thot.
She wants to have sex in her father's house. She is a thot. Why everybody's downstairs? She is a that hoe over there.
All right, let's get in.
I forget it stands for that sometimes.
Let's get into some predictions.
And now,
gets me every
AfterBuzz TV.
It's like perfect for our Halloween episode.
I know, right?
No.
Okay, let's get into, let's talk about Sabrina and Amy first. What do we think is going to happen there?
Well, thank you at Faking It Feel. She says Sabrina is a person from Amy and Karma's past when they were younger.
Okay.
Karma has beef with her.
Ooh.
You could tell.
Yeah, you could.
Karma's so jelly.
But it made it, I get that now because now I can see, because the way Amy said, she said, it's Sabrina. She didn't say, hey, this is my friend Sabrina. Like, yeah, she was like, introducing her. She was like, it's Sabrina. Okay, thank you. Faking It Feels, you be feeling it. All right.
So what do you guys think is going to happen with Sabrina and Amy?
Oh, well, we kind of see it. I mean, they're already going to kind of like get together.
So Sabrina is kind of in a similar situation from what we can see in the midseason preview or trailer or whatever. It kind of looks like Sabrina is where Amy was kind of like this whole time leading up to here, like not knowing if she's straight, if she's gay, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it seems like Sabrina's, like, willing to experiment with Amy a little bit. So I'm curious to see if how that pans out and if she does actually have feelings for Amy, how Karma will react to that, which obviously in the trailer it seems like Karma gets jealous and goes in for the kill.
So you remember, I don't know if you probably do, but you remember when we first started this and I said that Karma is going to want to be a lesbian?
Yeah, you say that every episode. Say that,
I think you do say that every episode.
You do. And I think it, like, and
honestly, I want her to be. And if it's true that that was a dream, I'll be very, like,
I don't think it's going to be a dream. I think she's going to see Sabrina and Amy kissing in real life and have feelings that, like, of jealousy.
If she's willing to fake it to everyone in the world that her best friends are lesbians, then why not fake it with her best friend? Why not fake her best friend? Why not make her feel like, okay, yes, I do like her, because she wants the attention. She's attention.
Well, I don't
think
she's faking it, though.
I mean, not at this point.
Like, here's the thing. If you see your best friend kissing someone else, and instead of feeling happy for them or, like, whatever, you feel jealous, that then means you that you have feelings for your best friend, regardless of what gender they are or whatever. True. Like, If you feel jealous of your best friend being with someone else, there's obviously something there.
When I see
my best friend kissing someone, I'm like, great. I'm so happy she's happy.
It depends on the person.
Well, I'm not a lesbian, though. The thing is, my best friend's a girl. But so I was going to say that, though. I'm like, cool.
To me, I get in my fitness because of I know how my best friend gets. He's like all in. Like, I don't get a text. I don't get a let's hang out. I can't hear nothing from him. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, fair. So that's why I get.
Yeah. So that's why I get she ain't nobody.
But you're not like, oh my God, I wish that was me.
No.
That's what I'm saying. That's what the feelings are
like, again. I'm like, she ain't even got no butt. She ugly. Her hair is not real. I mean,
oh my God.
Olivia's face guy was like, each word she was like,
okay. All right. Karma isn't getting those feelings. She's getting feelings of I wish that was me.
I told her that a long time ago.
Okay. any last minute thoughts on Sabrina and Amy?
No.
And I feel like Karma's not only jealous that they might become romantically involved, but also because Amy's kind of like best friends with her now. Like, she's kind of all about Sabrina. And it's not.
So, okay, and you're like, just like your situation, Karma could be mad because Amy will be all in and leave her in the dust.
Yeah. You know? Like they did with Lauren.
Yeah.
Like they did with Lauren. Yeah. Okay. Shane and Noah. Do we have any predictions for them? I mean,
I don't even know. What happened to the preview?
I don't even know.
He said that Noah, he feels like Noah's hiding something, and he like
so
he
Noah's like in his somewhere. Life.
Yeah. So Noah is hiding something. I don't know what Shane knows or doesn't know about Noah right now. But I guess we'll just have to see next episode like what happens. We didn't really get too much. But Felix and Karma are gonna.
Oh yeah.
So Karma's like gonna have all these plots and plans to break up Sabrina and Amy, and then I think in the midst of it, Felix and Karma.
I think they're not gonna be. I don't think they're gonna be together. I think they're just gonna hook up like Amy and Liam did, but not in a drunken type situation. Like
no,
Amy
they'll probably like test it.
They'll
out.
Probably like kiss.
I feel
and
like
then
it's even
like,
worse when you're sober and you do it, you know, versus like.
Well,
I
sometimes
mean,
it's
I think
in the
it's
moment because
like,
you're vulnerable.
Yeah,
they're probably both like, you know.
Yeah, they were standing outside. Yeah, they were standing outside, and she probably went to the window as they were trying to sing to her, and Sabrina was there.
Yeah, and the thing is we just gave Felix so many props for being mature and making this decision to stay true to his goal or whatever and his sobriety. But if this is before New Year's Eve, then it's like.
Well, no, I feel like after he, I feel like the time frame, and you know how faking it. It can jump from one month, from Halloween to Christmas, back to Christmas. So we just never know.
But I just don't want that to be a thing.
That would be so scandalous if he breaks his like pact with Karma
with Amy,
and he wasn't willing to break it with Amy. Yeah. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He like told Amy like, you know, I can't like.
I have to wait until New Year's Eve.
And then if he breaks that because of karma. That's messed up, right?
Yeah, right. And I like him so much, I don't want him to do that.
Yeah, please don't do that, Felix.
Okay, and the last one is Liam and Lauren.
Well, we pretty much, I heard it put that out there. But I don't think that's going to last.
But do you think they're going to become
I think
like
this is
thing?
All a hookup thing. I don't think nothing is serious.
They're all switching and it's confusing.
I know. We have to like draw a map.
I know. We need to like have a whiteboard.
Yeah.
Over here and do it all together.
I wouldn't be surprised by the time this season ends that they're all back to
how original it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. To how it's how the world intended it to be.
Yeah.
Ugh, it's too much. It is too much. All right. Anything else, guys? Cortez, where can the people find you?
Yes. You can find me on social media as Cortez G West. That's Twitter. That's Instagram and all. Olivia, where can they find you? And I didn't mess up, Sterling.
I know. I was going to say. you guys can find me at @TheReal_O_G.
And you can find me on Twitter and
Instagram.
Nobody
cares.
Wow. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram @SterlingCase. And, of course, all of us here at AfterBuzz TV, @AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes.
Snapchat.
Oh,
Snapchat.
Yes.
I don't have Snapchat.
So that's AfterBuzz TV. And we'll see you guys next week for episode 7.
Yep. Thanks for watching us, guys. We watched your comments. We actually do listen to your comments, see? Don't we?
We do.
Trying to say, yeah.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.